The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com. ChillLoverRadio.net. GrogTap.com. 2017 Designs on Facebook. BandCoffee.com. Joe's SpeakEasy.com. And let's not forget the love and support of hashtag Team No Sleep.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk, brought to you in surround sound by chilloverradio.net. I want to give a huge shout out to everyone that's watching us live on Twitch. Big shout out to Team No Sleep. We've got a special guest in the building. We've got Ron, aka Ron Madon. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. What'd you say? No, go ahead. Yes, you can.
How you guys doing?
We got him in the building. This is Sean's right-hand dude. Sean thought he would fit with us tonight. We got Frank in the building.
I was wrong.
Very wrong. Right now, we're going to go ahead and work around the room and see how everybody's been. We'll start off with Sean. Sean, it's been a week. How you been?
Oh, it's been a week, like you said.
Okay. Ron, how you been since the last time we saw you? Last time we saw you was at the 48-hour event. Since then, how you been?
Well, I've been good.
I
don't have a lot to say because I'm not very talkative.
He's lying out his ass, ladies and gentlemen. Lying out that ass. And Frank, how are you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm just peachy. How are you?
You're peachy. I appreciate that. All right. And for me, I'm good. So everything's fantastic. And Sean just dropped everything in his lap.
No.
What'd you drop, Sean?
Just everything in my lap.
Oh, fair enough. All right. So today's show, we have In Between Time Beer, which are beers that we are sipping on in between each take, which is brought to you by Great Basin, 21st Amendment, and Ballast Point is what we're sipping on right now, in between beers, which are provided by the breweries for us to have a good time and leisure while we're putting on this show for you guys. Without further ado, let's go ahead and start off with, what are we doing right now, Frank? What are we having to look forward to on today's show?
Yes.
We're having Dog Tags Legacy Lager, Mother Road Brewing Company Tower Station IPA from right here in the Las Vegas Valley, Giggle Juice from Craft House, and from
Oscar Blues.
For some reason, it escaped me for a minute. This is their 1050, but it's barrel aged 1050.
Wow. That one's last.
Yes, that's.
That one's last.
The
guys.
Order is what I have it
that
in.
That scares me.
No, trust me. You want the 1050 to go to the end. That's what you want. You want it to be at the end. Man, I'm very excited. We've done the 1050 before, right?
I've had the regular 1050,
right.
But not the barrel.
Have we done it together on the show, or we just had it in passing together on the show?
I think we just had it in passing.
Okay. 1050. Really? We'll get more information
not
about
1050.
The...
Wait, is it really 1050. Spelled with a D?
Yeah. 1050.
Right, that's what I call 50
cents. Mm-hmm. Right. The 1050. Trust me. Trust me on this. You're gonna like it. This is it's one of my favorites. But the barrel, we'll get more into that
it's
in a second.
Aged.
And at the end of the show, guys, we're gonna give you guys some advice from everybody. So what we're gonna do at the very end, Ron, is one legit piece of advice you can give someone in a positive manner. So if they can take anything from the show other than beer education and learning about what we're talking about and getting to know us, at the end, you're going to give them something that you would use in your regular life. As it could be anything. It could be anything. Trust me. This is Sean's idea.
It doesn't have to pertain to beer.
No, it could be anything you would like, but just hang on to that till the end.
Stay tuned. I got some great advice for y'all.
You got some great advice? All right. I like that.
We'll get our lawyers prepared.
Yes, we will.
You might need to.
All right, guys. We'll be right back with the first beer. Check out this transition of Google That Shit.
Never heard of OBS beers. Google That Shit.
All right, guys. Before we start this next beer, we want to give a huge shout out to Will. This beer was provided by Will. Thank you very much. He's a part of Team No Sleep. He used to watch us on Periscope, but now he's made that switch over to Twitch. So, Will, big shout out to you and appreciate him. And there's a story and some information with this beer before we get into it. So we'll let our resident teacher of education, Mr. Frank, take it away.
All right. So, we're going to be drinking from a place called Dog Tag Brewing. They're in Texas. I just can't find where in Texas.
It's a small state.
I'll look.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's
look.
A small
all right, so
state.
So in Texas, they are located in... Okay. Here we go. Well...
So you're doing the same thing
I do. No, actually, we've got a really interesting thing.
Google that.
So it says, product not endorsed by the U.S. Marine Corps.
Right.
Brewed under the license by Pabst Brewing Company, according to the recipe and specifications of Dog Tag Brewing, LLC,
okay.
This is a 16 fluid ounce item or one pint. This is Pabst Brewing Company's from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Interesting.
So it's, okay, so before you tell all about Dog Tag Brewing,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give a story based upon this LLC situation. So one of the biggest companies out there that we know is Stone.
Right.
They have an LLC with another brewing company, which would be Arrogant Bastard. Arrogant Bastard is under the Stone name. That's just another brewery. Where they got that from was Anheuser-Busch putting out Shock Top and Wild Blue and different other breweries you think exist, but it's still under one building, one room, one machine. So that's where this is coming from. So Dog Tag is not an actual brewing company. It's just another licensing for Pabst to use. So when people go, oh, I only want craft beer, but I hate Pabst, guess what they just did? They took a page out of the really big boys. Even though Pabst is big boys, they're just not as big as Anheuser-Busch per se, correct?
Right.
So they took a page out of the big boys and said, you know what, if you can do it, we can do it. So always, the lesson here is, guys, always read your can if you want to know who's who. So this is not an actual independent brewery. This is under Pabst Brewing Company. Go ahead, Mr. Frank.
Yeah, Dog Tag Brewing is actually, they call it a 501c3. It's a nonprofit company, and they work with Gold Star families to honor America's fallen warriors. So if you don't know what a Gold Star family is, it's a family that's had a family member, military family member killed in action. So what these guys do is they're donating 100% of their profits to charitable grants and projects that are specifically established by Gold Star families.
That's pretty cool. You know, yeah. I give a big shout out to Pabst, man. That's a good way to use an idea for craft, right?
Yeah.
So people are really big in the craft. At the same time, they're not into the big boys, right? So Pabst probably came up with this idea. Somebody talked to him and said, look, this is what we want to do. So they came out with this, and I think it worked out great. So I give a big shout out to Pabst Brewing Company for even doing this.
Right.
Normally, I would shame people for doing this. You know me, Frank. I shame you. But I'm not. This is awesome. You're giving 100% 10% of your proceeds to people who's lost family in the military. As a vet, right. I think that's phenomenal. So, Will, this is really cool. Also, on top of that, Frank, there is a, I believe there's a dog tag with someone's name on it.
There is.
So they dedicate.
So this beer we'll be drinking will be in honor of Lance Corporal Sean P. Hefner out of Hico, Texas. He was a United States Marine, and you might be able to read the divisional stuff better than me.
He would be in the 2nd Division of the AAVBN, 2nd Division MAR. I actually do not understand Marine, but it's another division, the MAR. And then he was, I guess, December 4th, 1986, and then he died on November 13th, 2009.
So we will also dedicate our drinking to this Lance Corporal.
That's right. So, Sean, this is for you. So we'll go ahead and just crack this open.
So if you want more information on Dog Tag Brewing, it's dogtagbrewing.org. You can reach them at info@dogtagbrewing.org. If you want to give them a call, they're at 406-577-2261.
Fantastic. All right, so let me give the can to Mr. Frank. Frank's going to pass that around. So, gentlemen on the other end, Mr. Ron and Sean, what'd you guys think of that?
Beautiful. I don't even know how you want me to come in after that.
Well, I just wanted to.
That's some seriously deep shit. And all I have is, you know what I mean? Like that. I'm not your like go to. And here's our deep shit correspondent, Sean. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, maybe.
But I think that's awesome. Like you said, that's a good way. They want to get into the, you know, the same kind of business dealings, but have it.
Somebody came up with the idea, right. And somebody in PAPS thought it was a great idea, and they bought into it, which is awesome.
But they didn't want to be a dick about it.
No, and they did a great job, because most of the time, a lot of these breweries, especially the big one, you're fine, Sean. Even though we got that on camera, you're fine. I think that's commemorable.
Yeah.
I can't even go, what are you doing? Now, if everybody did something cool like that, like Habitat for Humanity beer, like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how you package it.
And it's 5% ABV, since I know I did not say that.
All right, so easy drinking, right?
Yeah, should be.
All right, guys, cheers to the smell.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's extremely malty. Or sweet.
I smell like apple juice.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Whatever you smell is what you smell, my good friend Ron. So we'll start off over there with Ron. What do you smell?
It smells like apple juice.
Okay, apple juice. Okay, nice. Okay, we'll chalk that up to a little bit of the malt.
It's got a little bit of a flowery smell.
Flowery. Okay, I'll take that. Botanical.
Do you want me to tell you what it tastes like?
Not yet. No. You gotta wait. Sean, you're not.
Calm down. All right. Apple juice as well, but it's also like a perfumic. I never know how to say that word.
Perfumic smell.
Parfumic.
It smells parfumic. Like something a woman would wear.
It sounds like something I would wear, dude. What's up with your gender roles,
I'm sorry,
dude?
I said female. I said thank feminine you, descent.
I'm wearing some of this right now.
Frank, your turn.
I'm getting what they're saying. It's got a floralness to it. It's perfumic. I can smell apple juice. I'm also smelling soap. Okay. So it's coming through a little soapy. I mean, it is a lager, so.
Yeah, there's really not much to it, guys. It does have an abundance of more sweet than any citrus. It does smell watery. Other than that, it smells inviting. It doesn't smell like anything familiar. So they kind of up the ante on the aromatics. Let's get down to the taste. A little more aggressive than I thought. Well, a lot more soap. And apple juice and lime peel. I would say a little bit of that, like, green apple twang and some lemon lime peel. So, like, 7-Up a little bit. But light, watery, a little fizzy. I like it. I could do this in my leisure time. This is nice. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Ron.
Does not taste like apple juice.
I'm sorry, you got to speak up?
Does not taste like apple juice.
What does it taste like to you?
It tastes like beer. Oh. It tastes like I just, like, ground up flowers and, like, put it with water and, like, I tasted that.
Okay, so it's a lot. It's very botanical to you?
There you go. That's a great word to use, botanical.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Sean?
Hey, guys. How's it going? No one could see me swing the microphone just for except those on at Twitch. Home. Shout out Twitch. No apple juice. I'm going to need you to stop saying things right before me because then I don't get to say them and look as smart. No apple juice. And honestly, it tastes a little more boozy than 5, just by a little bit.
You think so?
But a lot of soap, mostly, like you said. I'm completely unoriginal over here. Don't you love it?
Jeez. All right, Mr. Frank, what you got on this? I actually enjoy this.
Yeah, it's It's actually pretty good. It's better than I thought it was going to be. I think because it's sweeter than the other lagers that we're used to.
Right.
So it's less bitter, more sweet. I'm still getting a little bit of the apple juice coming through.
Right.
Is
it twangy to you?
No, it's more like a sweet cider.
Okay.
So I'm not getting a real twang, but little bit metallic and definitely soapy.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to grade this. Our grading system is zero means how dare you? Like, why would you put this out? One is you made it, and I'm not a fan, but you made it. And then you can go two, and then three is neutral. You feel one way or another about it. It's a beer. Five is it's the shit. And then holy grail, it's that memorable to you. After a while, the more you come over, the more you understand the holy grail. And you can do any increments like that. So let's say this beer was like a 2.3 to you. Something like that. So that's where our grading scale works.
Overall smell, I'll give it like...
You gotta get the whole...
It's the whole entire experience.
As a whole? I'm gonna have to give it like a 6.5.
No, we can't do high. 6. That's too high. High. Five is the highest. We do one...
Five?
Yeah, 5 is our highest.
Okay, then 4.5. Okay. And that's simply because, yes, it's a decent beer, but I love the fact that they did the Dog Tag Brewery for the Fallen Heroes.
All right, I like that. All right, 4.5. Sean Face.
Hey guys, I'm gonna give it a 3.8.
He doesn't care about the Fallen Heroes. He just wants to talk about the beer. Your friend fucked you on that one, bud. He's like, it's getting high marks as they're paying homage to the dead. You're like, it's a decent beer. But...
I'm unbiased. All
nah,
right?
What you got, man?
And it's friggin' good, man.
You like it or you
and
don't?
I do like it. It's just like nothing crazy pops out at me that I'm right. Like, oh, I love that about it, but I really do like it.
So pretty decent to you, huh?
Yeah, there's like multiple good qualities.
Nice. Frank, how about you, bud?
I'm gonna give him 2 grades.
What?
Nah,
Frank, stop.
There's a reason
He's
for
dead.
It.
He I think,
okay. Oh, wait.
As far as the idea goes, I would say holy grail. I think this is a fantastic idea, like Ron was saying, to actually support fallen hero families. I think it is fantastic. So what a great idea, and I really applaud that. As far as the beer goes, I would say this is one of the better lagers I've had, and I would rate it at a 4.25.
Oh, nice. For me, Frank, you're a dick because you beat me to it. So yeah, holy grail for the premise of what it does.
Right.
And I'm a veteran, so awesome. As far as a beer goes, I'm going to hit you with a nice 4. It's well above average. I would carry this in my fridge. I would drink this all the time. This would be like my daily 6.
Especially since they're giving money back.
And they're giving money back. Yeah. Not, okay, let's just take that away, right? We give them a holy grail based upon the idea and the concept of what they're doing. Phenomenal thing. Maybe one day we'll do something like that.
That's why I separated it out.
Yeah, and so, but as far as a beer goes, I would carry this as my daily 6. So I'd have a 6-pack of this. I'd sit down after work, and I would drink this. So yeah. I'm very happy that we got a chance to do this. Will, we want to give you especially a huge shout-out, man. I think Will got this because I was a veteran.
Right.
And he sent it saying, hey, I thought of you. And I really do appreciate that. So, yeah, so we'll be right back. Check out the sweet transition.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with a very special beer that I picked up in Arizona, but it didn't come from me purchasing it. It came from Mama Tells.
Sure did.
I had a nice adventure. It was a 2-day run out there to Phoenix, to Tucson. I was traveling through a couple of towns and had a nice good adventure in Arizona. It was a nice good beer adventure, but Mama Tells was the one hanging out with me most of the time, and we went to a store and she picked up this for me. It was very nice of her. So Frank, what do we got for Mama Tells?
This is from Mother Road Brewing Company. This is the Tower Station India Pale Ale. It is 7.3% ABV. These guys are out of Flagstaff, Arizona. And if you want more information on them, it's motherroadbeer.com.
Okay, so what's interesting about this can is there's this huge movement of aluminum cans with this very unique top. So if you think about opening up your soda can or beer, it has that really simple little tab and then that little mouth on one side of the can, and you drink out of it. What's interesting about this top is it is completely removable. The whole top is removable. Now, the reason why you would want that is for aromatics. That's the only reason why. So you can drink it out of the can, but the way the whole entire top is open is like a cup. You know, just like a cup, and then you're able to smell it. So I think that's really interesting. Frank, you ever seen that before?
I know I've seen it before. I don't really remember it. It was, it threw me off for a minute. It was almost difficult to pour.
Right.
It reminds me of a coffee can.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of gentlemen, strange. You ever seen something like this before on top? Yeah.
It looks like a, you know, like a fucking, like a tuna can or something.
Like a tuna can opening, yeah.
Or is it tuna or is it... Jesus fuck. I told you, didn't I?
You might want to grab some napkins and, yeah, he does spill. You were right. You were right. He's a spiller.
Here's the rest of the roll.
He's
of
a
paper
fucking spiller. Holy shit. He's a motherfucking spiller.
Ew. I'm not a spiller.
Shut
I'm
the
just
fuck,
a
up.
Fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, that's
my
too.
Mom dropped me on my head.
The mom spilled him.
She did. That's horrible. Okay, so with that said, guys, let's go ahead and get down to the smell. Cheers to the smell. Okay, I've been sitting on this beer for quite some time, and it's still very potent. I had it once before. You know, I had one fresh, and then I had one now. This is the second time. It still smells just as potent as I had it the day I had it.
I'm trying to...
So, very robust.
Roll this up.
You want to roll this? It smells dankish,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's danky, ain't it?
Danky. I like how you said that.
This has a lot of that textbook IPA fragrance. Soap, resin, piney, outdoorsy, fresh, soapy. I mean, like Irish Spring almost.
Vegetal.
So, vaginal?
Vegetal.
Oh, vegetal. That was not a joke to... Like, coax him. I actually thought he said vaginal. I swear, no. I thought he
vegetal.
Said vegetable.
I get that like some summer's eve.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're not saying that you should douche with
that's
this, but
all
we're
I can
saying
smell
that
now.
You should.
Yeah.
So, no, it's extremely botanical. It's textbook IPA, fresh smelling, because it's pretty strong and sharp, right, Frank?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Ron. No, Sean, you go first. What do you got?
It's last thing I want to add is it's almost minty.
Mm.
It's
okay.
So, I don't know how
mentholated?
To...
Mentholated?
Yeah, it's kind of like a toothpaste kind of minty.
Okay. Oh, like that.
I was thinking fresh mint.
Fresh. Yeah, now I'm getting a little too... Mm. I don't think I know
like with the
mint
sticks,
into that detail.
A little bit of the
well,
bark.
You get the... you know, if you get fresh spearmint...
Oh, like literally like the leaves?
Yeah, literally like leaves.
Oh, okay.
It's a little more delicate than...
like an extract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just really kind of refreshing smelling.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, what about you, Mr. Ron, on his knees, making Sean look tall?
If you please.
Boy, I'm never not on my knees, but... I got like a minty lemonade.
You getting the lemonade fragrance with that?
Yeah, like I don't know, like
okay, I can
just
see that.
I like the way it hit my nostrils.
So on that lemonade, is it not sweet? Are you smelling
no,
like
it's
this
like,
the fruit?
It's, yeah, it's not pungent. Like it's like it's a light lemonade, but it's not like it wouldn't be like a sweet lemonade.
Okay,
it'd be like a northern thing, not a southern thing.
Okay, fair enough. I like that. All right. So what we're gonna do now is get down to the taste. Let's do it.
I love the taste.
Palate wrecker.
Oh,
this is
yeah,
earthy.
I don't get that.
I'm getting earthy, sharp in the back. I think finishing this would definitely, there's too much oil buildup coming over. Like the more you drink, it's very oily.
Yeah.
Which is coming from the hops. So whatever they're using for the hops is very predominant in what we're drinking. So the more you drink this, the more it's going to keep building over your tongue and saturating your mouth. And if you go with anything else that can't cut the oils that the hops are putting in, palate wrecker. But it dies out pretty fast. This is textbook. There's really nothing else I could say about this. Frank, you got a smirk on your face.
I'm just watching Sean because
oh yeah,
we know Sean loves IPAs.
Okay, let's go to Sean real quick.
Hey guys. Oh, it's like I don't know what the ABV is. I don't remember. It's boozy to me though.
7.3, I think.
7.3.
Okay. Well, I guess that's
the IBUs are 70. Remember, the mouth can only handle 100.
It can only handle. So what happens after that? Like you just start
just
squirming
ridiculous.
And
so IBUs is the international bittering unit.
Yeah.
So this is at 70 IBUs, which is why it's so bitter. If it went up another 30 points, you'd fucking die over there.
So, I know, but I'm curious as to what would physically happen during, like, you...
It becomes a more aggressive bittering.
It's just, like, insane. You can't take it. You have to remove your mouth.
So they call them palate wreckers.
Yep.
Well, I also get kind of a syrupy, kind of oily, like you said, thing on the back.
Okay.
And,
you look so uncomfortable, Frank.
Yeah, I'm pretty uncomfortable. Generally speaking, and yeah.
All right, well, let's give it to my man over there, Mr. Ron.
I'm not uncomfortable because I'm on my knees still, but I get like a very yeah. I'll give him that earthy.
Pull the mic back from him. He's like
too
really.
Much. This is too much up here, Keith.
Like, he's
you know,
like really
that.
On that and shit.
Well, you know, I am on my knees. It's very earthy, but like it's bitter but smooth at the same time.
Okay.
I like it.
You do like this. All right, Sean is not a fan of the bittering aspect
of
it. So.
It's all right. It's nice. It's.
So a lot of people will probably be asking, well, what about the beer? That's what we've been talking about. It is what it is. There's nothing that sticks out other than it's just a really aggressive IPA. The more you drink, the more it becomes more uncomfortable, unless you're into the bittering of IPAs. If you're a true IPA head or a hop head, this is a great find. And I think coming out of the can with that opening, yeah, it's just like what we're doing with this. Matter of fact, it's almost the same size as the cups.
Campbell's can. That's what the fuck it was.
Yes. It was a Campbell's can. Yes. Okay.
It took him that long to realize what
I was thinking. Well, because I mean, there's some cat food, but I don't want to say cat food.
Yeah, you don't want to say cat food, Bitney.
Right. All right. So let's give it a grade and get him out of here. Mama Tells, thank you very much for this particular beer. We really do appreciate your contribution.
Anyway. Thank you.
Let's go with Ron. Ron, what's your grade?
I'm gonna give it like a 3.5 because you know it was very bitter, but it was all right. It wasn't horrible.
Fair enough. Would you drink it again in passing?
It wouldn't be my daily six, but I'd drink it again maybe on a Friday.
Okay, Sean, because you're a huge IPA fan.
Hey guys. I'll do a 1.8 because it's there.
Wait, so a 1.8.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you want from me? A 1 is like, hey, you made it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm giving them a good solid 0.8.
Right, okay.
Which I don't have much of a basis for.
So the reason, so what is it that you, okay.
I like that little syrupy shit on the back end. But the booziness, at least I know I'm getting drunk.
Okay, all right, you're getting, but the part that you didn't like is the...
It's that bitter craziness.
Oh, so that really bothers you a lot.
It bothered the shit out of me.
Fair enough, I like that. Frank.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 3.5 on it. It's average. It's not bad. It probably would be better if it was ice cold.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where I am.
That's all right. How ladies describe me.
They describe you ice cold?
He is a black hole.
No.
All right. these are things I don't need to know about my people who I work with. All right, for me guys, I'm gonna go ahead and just hit you guys with a nice 3.5. It's well above average, only on the grounds that it has a cool top and how aggressively it fucked with Sean. I think it's just a textbook IPA, Frank. I believe it's an interesting palate wrecker, and the top is pretty cool. Like I said, you don't even need a cup. You can just pop that open, let it get to room temperature. It's right there for you. It's extremely versatile. So good job. I really do appreciate you guys making this. I definitely would drink this in passing. Not my daily six, but like you said, on a Friday, absolutely. Guys, we'll be right back.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSBeers.com is who you're looking for.
Small batch handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online and join the rebellion.
All right, guys, the next one is a shout-out to Craft House Brewing, but let's go ahead and give it one more shout-out, Frank. If it wasn't for homebrew Richard is the one who pulled this one, we wouldn't have this beer for the show. So thanks, Rich.
All right, so out of Henderson, Nevada, this is from Craft House. It's called Giggle Juice. It's their double IPA. It comes in at 9.7 ABV. Sean, it is 101 IBUs, so this ought to be fun for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I thought
the body can handle.
You can go over.
You can go over, but the mouth can only register, they say, up to 100.
Right.
So we're gonna.
It's a registering thing.
So if you want more information on these guys, Google that shit.
Now I want to know what a 102.
Actually, we've had some at 130.
What? Have I tried that?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, good.
No, I think this will be to date for you. Going to be your highest IBU. You want to adjust that? Well, hold on, I got you. Hold on.
I was trying to put it down so that there was more room and not block the camera. Okay.
Hey, I like how he's so hands-on.
Yeah, you should see him in the bedroom.
You should see him after the camera goes off. Hey, thanks, Jones.
That was the same joke that I made, just in a different way.
I know exactly.
You're fine.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. To the smell. Oh, I like the can. It's cute. Okay, so coming right up. Okay, you know what? Let's go with Frank. Frank, you first.
Let's see.
Shit right there, you know what I'm saying?
It smells bitter.
Smells bitter?
It's got some melon going on.
Right, melon.
I don't know what the...
Pine.
Okay.
Definitely oily.
Okay.
Tastes like it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp.
Oh, my God.
If you really, really get your nose in there, you get the booze on it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to get my nose.
That's it.
All right. Let's go with you, my good friend Ron.
First thing I got from it, straight up, was cat piss. Like, when I didn't clean the litter box all week.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Like, I can't even fuck with this.
Let me give a disclaimer for everyone. Just so you guys know, Ron is being introduced to the world of just the entire world of beer. Not in the leisure of consuming. I'm at a party and I'm out there just drinking like, fuck it. I'm not smelling this shit. I'm drinking it.
Yeah, I don't drink
beer. I just want
beer.
You guys to understand exactly where he's coming from. So don't be writing me. What's wrong with him? Do you smell cat? The man don't. He ain't been like we do.
I don't drink beer.
You are more than welcome to give an honest opinion. So if it smells like cat piss to you, but I like what you described. I didn't clean the litter box.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Like, you're going to get nothing but honesty from me because, like, I can't mess with this beer. Like, this one, I'm going to pour it in Sean's glass right now.
No, you're not because we still have to keep moving on with the taste.
Oh, let's do it.
All right, so next up is Sean. What you got, Pippin?
I'm not even really sure. It's just so fucking bitter. Almost like burnt pizza crust.
Like burnt pizza crust. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the best.
Let's get to the taste. I'm dying to see Sean.
Hold on. It's my turn. Hold on. So a couple of things. Yes, it smells extremely boozy. The booze is coming through. I like what you said with the sort of melon. I'm going to go with cantaloupe on this. I'm going to go with cantaloupe fragrance. So it's got a nice fruit juice to it. As far as the IPA in this motherfucker, it is resiny. It is a lot of thrush and plant. It is botanical.
Have you ever
hell.
Smelled a durian?
I used to hang out with her, but I knew she was hanging, I knew she had eyes for you, bro.
It smells like a durian.
Oh, it smells like Doran the fruit.
The fruit.
Yeah, okay, it does smell like Doran the fruit.
Doran?
It's Doran.
I thought it was durian.
It's both. You can enunciate it both ways. But I know the fruit that's weird looking.
You're saying
from
it.
Australia, yes. The spiky one with the meat.
Yeah, the meat's like cheesy.
It smells just like that.
Yeah, I could go with that.
I've never smelled that before.
Still it would be a melon. It would still be considered a melon.
That thing is something else.
So what we're going to do is right now, let's get down to the taste, gentlemen. So the things you guys can take away from this is it has a melon smell. You can either do honeydew or cantaloupe, but I guess we're leaning towards cantaloupe.
Yep.
It is very botanical, especially for the IPA section, and it smells boozy as well. So let's do it, guys. Cheers. Watch Sean's face. Oh, that's my shit right here. This is it. This is it, guys. This is it. Look at Sean's face. Oh, my God. Guys, if you want to catch Sean's reactions, please follow us on Twitch. And that would be OBS Beers 2014 on Twitch is the only way you can exclusively watch us do these shows is exclusively on Twitch. That is rough. Frank, you know me. I love... double IPAs for one reason.
I'm sweating.
The intenseness of the flavors.
Yep.
This thing is very complex. There's a lot going on, but as soon as you swallow it, it's nothing but plant and astringentness.
That's what she said.
I know how to swallow. Wait, what?
No, that's fine. We'll get to the end and talk about tips and techniques.
So I told you I'll stay tuned.
So
I got
this
that life
is intense, and I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm gonna say my piece with this at the end of this. So we'll start off with Sean. I know you're having a difficult time. Is your cup empty?
I'm having a great time.
Is your cup? I need you to kill that. I need you to kill. Don't waste it, baby.
I'm not wasting it. I'm drinking. I just took a fat swig
of water. No, you didn't. You did some water.
Yeah, I had to. Yes.
To wash it down,
okay,
bro.
So let me ask you a couple questions. What are you going through? What is so
mostly pain.
Naughty about it? What is so naughty about this beer to you, man?
What the fuck? It's when I don't know. I don't really know how beer is made, but I imagine those hop things they poured just like mostly of those.
So the hop pellets, you think they just went nutty with it?
Sure. It was just like nothing but those.
Okay.
And then they had some of the other ingredients. They just turned hops into liquid.
Okay. I like that. You just turn hops into liquid.
I'm gonna
But is there anything you could say that you like about this other than the sheer aggressiveness of the actual hops that are coming through? Because that's the star and
give
booze.
Give me one more shot.
All right, go ahead. For Ron, how about you, bud?
You know what? I can give you guys some good advice from this one. I feel like if you throw that in the freezer and you drink two of these, you're going to be hammered. And I feel like that's a great thing from it. But the taste, and I feel like that's what my cat's litter box tastes like.
Okay, so it's still a little ammonia-ish too.
Yes, ammonia.
Okay, fair enough. I'm trying to figure out where we're going with this, because if someone's like, I'm going,
it's
going
to taste like pee-pee.
I'm like, no.
It tastes like ammonia, like a soapy ammonia.
There you go, so like a cleaner.
Yeah, like the lemon ammonia from the dollar store, bro.
He's excited.
I tasted that. It was nasty. It tastes
Wait. Detergent? Like a lemony detergent, which is also a cleaner.
Well, ammonia has a lemon flavor.
Sean, what you got?
Okay, so
talk to me.
It's really honey-ish.
Okay, you got a little honey.
Yeah, it's like it's, you know, it's fucking there. It's like if you put honey in coffee instead of sugar, but without the coffee taste.
No, I understand exactly, Frank. Yep. You know me and Craft House. Yep. I'm gonna go last on this one, so yep. Go ahead.
Super sweet. I would say aggressively sweet, super bitter. It's interesting. It truly is interesting.
Right.
Boozy as hell, especially if you burp.
You
really get in the back. Other than that, I'm at a loss.
Okay, for me, and I'm going to put my personal aside from this.
Sure.
You
have to.
No, I don't. Well. I'm going to do it for this one. And the reason why is I think this is one of their best beers they've ever put out. Okay. I really do. I really think this is one of their best beers that they put out. And I like it because I'm a huge fan of more ingredients and less liquid, especially with doubles, imperials, Russians, all that good stuff. I like more flavor, more bang for my buck. The booze is well masked. It's boozy, but it's masked by the hoppiness, and it's masked by the juiciness of the beer. You're right, it is sweet, and you are getting a little bit of that honey, Sean, that's coming through, or I would like to say nectar. So it has some really like great properties that I think is really cool. And for them to call it a giggle juice, I'm going to take a piece from you, Ron, and say after two of these from someone having them ice cold, you're going to get a little loopy. So I think everybody here pretty much hit the nail on the head, and I just want to throw my two cents in. I think this was a hell of a beer. So let's give it a grade and get them out of here. Sean, we'll start with you and work our way back to me.
Okay. Hey there, guys. I just wanted to give it probably, a 1.4. It had flavors there. I had to hunt it down, but to me, it's much like an eyelid piercing and cool, but not worth it.
All right, I like that. All right, an eyelid piercing.
Eyelid piercing.
Like, that's an island.
That too. Don't pierce an island.
It's a great idea. Yeah,
it'll sink.
All right, Mr. Ron. What you got for me, Ron? He's got the giggle juice in him.
I'm going to give it about a 2. You know, it had flavor. It had a lot of flavor, but it just...
too much ammonia for you.
Yeah, way too much ammonia, bro.
All right, Frank, what do you got?
I'm going to give it a 3. I think it's, for my taste, a little too sweet. And I think that... For me personally, that sweetness is overshadowing the heavy bitterness.
Okay.
So I think the sweetness is coming through. It's got a lot of medicinal taste to me.
Okay. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I hit you with a 3.2. It's well above average, right? Get you at that 0.2. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be remaking this. I think it's a one-off. I'm not too sure about the information on it. You can only get this at their facility. So if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. That's like the only downfall. Is like they don't... See, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, guys, we can get Craft House in the store. This is an exclusive only in the brewery, and I think that's kind of a downfall.
Right.
I think they should put it out there for people to go grab. But if not, you would have to go visit them here in Henderson, Nevada. But yeah, it's an interesting beer. I like it. Again, this is probably my top tier beer for them. Would be their Giggle Juice. I definitely have great things to say about it. So, all right, guys, we'll be right back. We'll see you in a second.
Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, from around the world, this is our last beer of the evening. Ron, are you having a good time so far?
Hey, bro, you know... Hey, my bad. You got to talk in here? Hey, I'm doing great. You know what? Thanks for inviting me on.
Why don't you adjust the microphone to work for you? There you go, right? There you go. And then, Sean, you'll have to readjust as well.
I had to get off my knees because they were hurting, you know, after 5 hours straight. But, no, I'm having a great time. I appreciate everyone, you know, OBS coming out here. And just, you know, Google
I'm glad
that.
We're at his house.
I was going to say,
yeah, OBS coming out, you know.
Oh, this isn't Cribs?
So what we're going to do, guys, is this is one of my favorite beers. Now, there was a story I was going to tell at the beginning. But I'm going to tell a story now.
Sure.
So when this beer first came out, the 1050, okay, the 1050 when it came out.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to squeeze it. Oh, you're good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to get those repaired. I'm so sorry.
We're good. We're good.
Sean broke that one, actually.
Yes, I did in Reno. The second time when I fell.
Right. So the true story about this particular item, it is the elusive 1050. From Oscar Blues. We'll get in more detail about it. When it first came out, guys, was one of the most hardest beers to get your fucking hands on.
Really?
Yeah, it was $10 a 4-pack, 12-ounce cans, and it was the hardest beer to get a hold of in Las Vegas. I mean, you literally, at the moment that it was released, you had to know someone in the industry, such as a distributor, or someone that worked at these stores that do craft. You had to know them in order to get it, because people would sold out for months.
Wow.
So when I finally got my hands on it, I bought a lot of it, and it was like my top echelon beers. Like, this is my beer I'm drinking on. Frank, me and Frank had some on the set. Anytime I see it, I'll get it. But what makes this beer special is what they've done to it now, which back then I wish they would have done. I said it in passing before, and I think it was me and you were talking. It was you that probably said it'd be great at what it is now.
Right.
So the beer gods have answered our prayers. Amazing. And Frank, what are we doing?
All right. So this is from Oscar Blues out of Longmont, Colorado. This is their 1050 Imperial Stout. This one is barrel aged.
So you hear that? It's a barrel aged 1050.
12.9% ABV.
I'm sorry, what?
What the fuck?
12.9.
Okay, so the name 1050 was the ABV on it. The original was 10.5.
That's
so they call
why.
It 1050.
Right.
So this is what?
12.9.
Damn.
So this
they
is.
They need to change it to a 12.9.
Yeah. 1290.
No. That means they add it to it. Like the 1050 was already a solid ordeal. Now they add it extra to it. So what else you got for me, Frank?
If you want more information on these guys, it's www.oscarblues.com.
How do you spell Oscar, just in case?
O-S-K-A-R.
All right. Now, another cool part is they are from Colorado, guys. They are part of the big weed movement, right? They love weed.
Shout out.
They do. They love the cannabis. One fun thing that people may not know about it is what's on their can. So you guys know. Look, I know you two gentlemen over there practicing. In the greenery. We all know that. Frank's done it a few times back in the day, right?
Back in the
Watch,
day.
We're not going to know like a bunch of idiots.
I have a question. What do you do to a can if you want to smoke out of it?
Oh, you poke holes in it and you make it.
Right?
You didn't dent it in the top, poke holes in it, put a carb in the side.
And then
if
you smoke
want.
Out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, on each can of... each can of Oscar Blues is that screen. And I had asked somebody who worked in the industry over 30 years. I said, do you know what that little symbol is, that screen? And he laughs and goes,
so
these
cool.
guys love greenery so much because they are from Colorado, which was legal. You know, that's what that's for.
Can I have this can when you're done?
If they don't, yeah.
You sure can.
Wow, that's
Bruh,
cool.
I ain't even got to make my own. 1050 did it for us.
Right? No. All cans of Oscar Blues have that marker on there, believe it or not.
Shout out to Oscar Blues. They knows what's up with the greenery.
Okay, guys, so we're going to get down to it. Let's get down to the smell. Gentlemen, let's handle it.
Look, is a beer in front of me.
Ooh, wait. Couple great points about this molasses. It's got the barrel. It is boozy.
I smell that barrel from a mile away, bro.
You like that?
I smell like Jack on everything. Can I get the rest of this? Like, that's all me, man.
We share a buttercup.
Why are you so grabby?
Yeah. No, let's go. Sean, let's go with Sean. Sean usually likes these things. Sean and work our way back to me.
I think I've used this before, but I'll say it. No, you know what? Well, actually, I don't know if I've said this before, but it smells like my mother's homemade chocolate ice cream.
Ice cream a little bit?
Yeah, but specifically her homemade one because she does a little bit too much of something and makes it like really strong.
Okay.
And
the cacao. All right. So let's go ahead and move it over to Mr. Ron. Ron, what do you got for me?
Boy, it's like I'm getting like, what is it? Like, it's like a, it smelled good. It smelled like a French dip, bro. Like au jus sauce. That's what it
smells like. Au jus sauce.
That's
the first. No, it
Boy,
smells like
I want to dip a French dip in this right now.
It smells like au jus sauce. All right, I'll take that. Frank, we've had the 1050 before.
Yep.
We know what it's about.
Yep.
What you got on me? What you got for this?
Woody, toothpicky, little bit of smoke, vanilla, molasses, little brown sugar. What else?
It's got the dark fruits going on.
Yeah, obviously chocolate, coffee.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is what it is. If you guys want, definitely check out our review on the 1050 on obsbeers.com or on our YouTube channel. Handle that shit. So that's it. It's got your dark fruits going on, your figs, your plums,
dates.
What else we got? What's another good dark fruit? Figs, plums, prunes. There it is. Prunes. Mm. It's got a little bit of some sort of clove action on the back end. Definitely woodsy from the barreling and the booze is coming
boozy
through.
As fuck, yeah.
It's boozy as fuck.
I'm scared.
It's boozy. A bath. From now on, we'll call it a bath. It's a bath. Boozy as fuck. It's a bath, homie. Get your bath on. We got to speak acronyms for the millennials. That's how they talk.
What is he talking about?
Bath. B-A-F. Yeah. Boozy as fuck. Bath. So man, we're going to call it a bath.
He's bath as fuck.
He is bath as fuck.
He's bath as fuck, daddy.
No, he's not boozy.
He is.
No. Okay, that's prison talk is not welcomed here. So, so let's get down to the taste, ladies and gentlemen. Let's handle it. Good luck. Frank, that's heaven. That's sipping heaven.
That's nice.
All right, Sean. Oh, Sean made the face. Sean, you're up.
What the fuck are you doing here tonight?
What is going on, bud? Oh, my God. I'm so glad we have it on tape. Oh, my God.
It's like super oily chocolate.
Okay.
Hit that nut on the head.
I'll hit you. With
okay, that. Focus.
I get so aroused so easily. And, obviously cloaked in overbearing booze. Overbearing from me.
Okay.
Right? Personally. A lot of wood, like burnt wood, like smoky wood. That's what I mean.
I like that. There you go. Like singed?
Like, honestly, yeah, like the fucking.
Charred,
like.
Maybe?
Like, yeah.
Charred, yes.
Charred, like the crust of barbecue sauce on
charred.
The end of a rib.
Yeah.
Like, that's burnt like a motherfucker, and you taste it, and you're like, wow, that's strong, but that's good, but that's bitter, but that's, yeah. So basically, my balls are currently deep in this right now.
Nice.
I'm into it.
Ron, how are you feeling about this? This is stuff I usually, so when they ask me, what is my favorite type of beer, there's a saying I say.
I like men, not beers, is what you say.
He has a lot of sayings.
No. But someone goes, Key, what's your favorite beer? I say,
give it to
open.
Me, daddy.
No, that's not what I say.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
So
he only says that
I say,
night.
I say,
talking about beer.
Yeah, we're talking about beer, not what. Okay.
My bad.
Damn. So I usually,
he
some people, Ron,
so
they, Ron, so they would say, well, Key, what's your favorite type of beer? I'll say, open, free, high ABV, and another one. This is what I'm talking about.
So he likes the free range beers. He wants them on an acre of land that just rolls around.
I don't like caged beer. I like free range.
That's nice.
No refrigerators around here. Don't mind the ones in the background.
Exactly.
Honestly, like, I like it. What's it called? I'm honestly about to take some home and dip my au jus sandwich in it, or my French dip, because it's actually really good. Very woodsy and charcoaly, but it's like, it how do I describe that? It's like I just drank au jus sauce.
Okay, so for you, you're still getting this sort of brothy taste.
Yeah, brothy, oily taste. And I'm fat, so I know what oil tastes like.
Right, right.
It makes sense, but
absolutely.
It's good. Try it out, though, 1050.
Absolutely. Frank.
You know that the butteriness you get off of white chocolate?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got that kind of creamy texture to it, but with super dark, almost bitter chocolate.
Yep.
The coffee's there, but I think the chocolate outweighs it. And then you get the booze, and it's fantastic. And I usually, or at least lately, have not been going for the high ABV beers. But this is really, really good.
Right.
Two of these would knock you on your ass.
Absolutely.
So this is a share with your friends kind of beer.
Right.
But it's delicious.
Fair enough. For me, guys, it's everything the 1050 is. The only thing I can add to this is the barrel age part. I really am enthralls with the... I'm sorry, not enthralls. I'm in love with the 12.9. That 13%, you're right, Frank. The average person, 1-2 at the max, you're done. And this isn't a tall-ass can. We're dealing with 1 pint, right? Which is, let me look at this real quick. 3.2 fluid ounces?
No,
1 pint, 3.2 fluid ounces. There it is, guys. So it's a little over a pint, which is a glass. A big ass glass.
Yeah, but if you went to their tap room, they're not going to put it in a pint glass.
They put it in 10 ounces.
Yeah.
10 ounces is the max usually in most, unless you know them and they know how you drink, but by law, most high ABVs have to be put in smaller amounts. Most of the time, if it's astronomically higher than, I would say, 15%, then they would give you into 3 viewpoint, 3 to 4 ounce glassware for you to sip on. It's not to be consumed in such a high amount. For this, we're probably looking at a 10 ounce glass, maybe slightly less, maybe an 8 ounce glass, something like this little taster here, and you would have to sip on it, and it would cost you. And it's worth it, you know. But this is beautiful from the barrel age part. The 1050 Oscar Blues. These guys know what's going on. This is I want to call this their staple, even though there are 3 other beers that are their flagships. But for me, as a person who's in the high ABV and full of flavor, this is my flagship for them. Sorry, guys. We'll be right back with some advice, and we'll get you out of here. Hey, guys, it's time to grade. I'm sure Sean can fit this in somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so let's give it a grade. Sean, you're up.
I'm going to give it a solid 3. Normally, with something that's like this high ABV, that kills me. I wouldn't rate so high, but I like the chocolate coffee kind of tastes, and right. This is right up my butthole. I mean, Allie.
Ladies and gentlemen, he actually has a tattoo around his butthole that says Allie. How would I know? I've been there.
My mom does, too. Ayo. Shout out to her. Hey. Actually, honestly, I'm gonna give it like a 3.8, and I'm gonna do that because if I didn't have money for alcohol, like hard liquor, like I like, I'd get like a 4-pack of these and I'd be cool.
You'd be straight, huh?
Yeah, then I like, you know, that. The hummies and that would roll through and we'd be good.
All right, Frank, what you got?
Let's see, I'm gonna go 5. Wow. It's fantastic.
So this is a 5, huh?
Yeah, I think this is a 5.
I think you're a 5, Frank.
Frank, you know, Frank reserves his 5s. They're so scarce nowadays.
Does it?
Yeah, I think he's probably only given up to, like, where we're at in the year of this recording. I think he's probably given out 10.
That's the golden ticket.
Right?
Kind of.
What about the Holy Grail?
Those are super rare. No. Holy Grails are super rare.
Like, yeah, this isn't quite there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a great example of a really good Imperial Stout that they brewed, and then combining it into a bourbon barrel, it really shows what you can do if you are barrel aging your beers. And I think this is a fantastic, fantastic example of it.
I want to give a huge shout out on this podcast to Chris, MC French Bread. Big shout out to you, dude. We're here for you.
Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, we were here for you, man. Whenever you need it, guys. I just wanted to give him a shout out. Nice. So during this recording, he definitely needs his OBS fam. So we're here for him. So I just want to give you a huge shout out on this podcast.
I just want to give you a huge hand job, but frankly, you're not in the States.
Boo. No hand job for you, sir.
He turns around, he's like, I've been stoned for a week.
I'm coming over.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and hit you guys with a nice 4.9.
Whoa.
I like this beer. I really do, but I still, I'm going to be a little classical with it. I like the 1050. I think the 1050 beats this one, even though this is high ABV. Even though I just like the 1050, I do, and I think this is a great variant, which means I don't think I'm going to see this in stores. I'll see the 1050, but I won't see this in stores as often. Right, this is probably once a year release, you know, after they produce the 1050 out all the time. And then they have leftovers and they do the barrel aging. And then I can get that. So that's why it's a 4.9. So still stupid high marks. This thing is awesome. All right, guys. Now we'll be right back.
With that great life advice.
Yes.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
Hey, guys. We're at the end of the show. And that burp is our introduction to a couple of things that we're going to do.
So what
we're
going to do is burp.
1050 burp. So what we're going to do at this point, gentlemen, is we're going to go around the room real quick. What was your least favorite beer? What was your favorite beer? And then we're going to get them with the advice and get them out of here. So, man. Sean, what was your... Matter of fact, Sean, what was your least favorite?
Okay. Well, those two in the middle were very much tied.
Okay. The Giggle Juice. And the Mother Road.
Yeah, I'm trying to fucking remember.
Yeah, the Mother Road was the one with the weird top. And the Giggle Juice was the one that was high with 101 IBUs.
Okay, honestly, I don't know.
And then the 1050 was the last one, and then the military one was the first one. The
military one is my favorite.
Okay.
Because I could drink that shit, I could butt chug it, butt bong it, whatever. And don't interrupt, Key. And then probably my least favorite one, it is really close tied, but the taste of those extreme bitter...
So the Giggle Juice.
Yeah, that is really got to take it by a little bit. But also, I really didn't like the smell in the other ones.
All right, fair enough. All right, Ron, what was your favorite one? What was your least favorite?
Well, Sean hit it on the head, and I'm not going to bandwagon, but I am going to bandwagon because the Army one was the best one, out of my opinion. I'll drink that.
It was Marines, I think.
It was Marines, my bad. Right. He flinches because I hit him a lot. But my least favorite one had to be the Giggle Juice. I just... I think it's the ammonia that got me.
Okay,
bro.
So it was just the bittering.
If it didn't have the ammonia, bro, I promise you.
Was that the other one?
Nobody was asking you, bro. That was
the giggle juice. Was extremely high.
Okay, then it was that's the same one I was talking about. Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep.
We got a fire? Run.
Why, he started saying fire, and I was like, oh, shit.
I'm hoping my breaker didn't pop when I get electricity.
Let's see. My least favorite was Giggle Juice. I thought it lacked balance. And my favorite was the 10-50 Barrel Age.
All right, for me, guys, my least favorite is, I would have to say, stacking up, I would have to say the Mother Road. I think it was his textbook compared to everything else that we've had on for tonight's panel. I think everything else had a little bit more something to them.
Right.
And I think that saying that the Golden Road was horrible is just stacked up to those three other beers. I'm sorry, what did I say?
Golden Road.
Sorry, Mother Road. I apologize.
You said golden, though.
My bad. So Mother Road stacked up to all the other three beers just didn't compare. I'm not saying it was bad. It's just, it's like putting up Kool-Aid, Sprite, and fucking Crevassier next to each other. Which one fell short, you know. You already know it's Kool-Aid. All right, and my favorite one, of course, is the 10-50 because it's 10-50. Barrel Age made it just so much better. I just enjoy it. It was just a very robust. All right, guys. So before we get you out of here, I want to do a thing that Sean suggested, and I really doing like. I enjoy this bit, and this is all about honesty. Okay. So each person on the panel. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, it's God. Voicemail time.
Okay.
I forgot there's voicemail time.
All right.
Wait, y'all want to hear my voicemail? No, shut up.
There's voicemail.
I know, I hear it.
I forgot there's voicemail. All right, so let me ask you a question. Ron, this is for you.
Yeah, okay? Directed toward me.
If you had to call me personally,
yeah,
and my voicemail came on,
yeah,
when you hear the beep, what would you say to me? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Beep.
I wouldn't say shit. I hate fucking voicemails. I hate when people leave them on my phones. I would never leave you a voicemail. That's disrespectful. Like, dead ass disrespectful. No, mine's in Spanish. If you fucking know what it says, you leave me a voicemail. You don't know what it says? Púrate.
All right, perfect. Okay, now what we're going to do for you guys is give you guys advice from everybody, something personal that you could take away from the show other than our beer knowledge. So, Sean, what one piece of advice would you give
somebody? Oh, I'm fuming.
Okay, well, give it to
them. I'm fuming. Here's some advice, and it's like, you better fucking follow it, you fucks. We live in Las Vegas where there's constantly being construction, and right now, currently, all of the freeways next to the strip are more fucked than I was when I was 15 because I was getting hella pussy. Anyway. And,
so what's your advice?
I forgot. No. So when it comes to all this fucking construction shit, they're narrowing down lanes. Everyone has to merge, and no one knows how to fucking merge. So here it is. Here's what the fuck it is. It's called a zipper merge. And what you do is you drive all the way up. Everyone that gets, if you merge 150 feet before the lane closes, you're a fucking moron, because now that lane is full of fucking cars. Pay attention. If half of the cars were in the lane that's about to ending, and you go all the way up to where the lane ends, and then everyone in the lane that isn't ending lets one person in. Just fucking one, you selfish fuck. One person. Just let the person in, and then, and not two, just one, and then the person behind you let one in, and everyone gets there, and that's the quickest way, zipper. And you're not a dumb fuck, and it looks like a zipper.
One at a time.
One and one. Same thing for when you're merging onto a freeway, if you're coming and you don't want to let it because...
Okay, that's two. No, just one. No. You only give them one advice.
No, that's the same thing.
But that's two parts.
No, you're merging, and it's one and one.
So it's one and one. That's it. Funny, me and Frank feel the same way about that. We hate that. So,
alternating merge.
All right, so let's go with Mr. Ron. What would be that one piece of advice that you can give someone? Legitly, like seriously, what would you give
Stop
them?
Leaving fucking voicemails.
Stop leaving voicemails. Okay.
They're fucking annoying. I got like 160 voicemails that I haven't checked.
So, okay.
I'm tired of voicemails.
So no.
Can
voicemails.
We like, we're in the fucking, whatever century we are. This is ridiculous. Why do we still have voicemails? We got rid of house phones for a reason.
Okay, fine. So texting would be best.
Bruh, text me. If you can't send me a text, I got the pack. Like,
don't even answer all right. Calls.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, Frank, if you had to... These are pretty good. If you had to give someone some advice...
Yeah, it's easy.
What you gonna
is
give
that?
Them?
Avoid the clap.
Avoid the what?
Not even avoid don't get clap. It, just avoid it.
Use condoms.
Too late for Sean
avoid
and
the clap.
Keith. Avoid
the clap.
He didn't say use condoms. By whatever means necessary.
Just avoid the clap.
Just avoid it?
My dad used to say it was a full body condom if you put a hefty bag over yourself.
That's true. Dive in that pussy.
Okay.
How about you, Key? What's your advice, Key?
If I had to give any advice, two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left. All right, guys, we'll catch you guys later. Beers, what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
What's your beer story?
Hey, everybody. Want to say thank you guys for checking out our Open Bottle Talk. I want to give a huge shout out to everybody that was on the show tonight. I want to give a shout out to Frank, Sean, and Ron. If you guys want to check these guys out on their social media, they want me to direct you to their Instagram. For Frank, it's GSP163Brews. For Sean, it's Shane Cashmere, S-H-A-N-E-C-A-S-H-M-E-R-E. Thank you. And then you guys can check out Ron on Instagram, R-O-N-M-A-D-O-N. We want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to give a huge shout out to our in-between time sponsors for the show. That would be Great Basin, 21st Amendment, and Ballast Point. These are the beers that we were drinking in between time. We want to give a huge shout out to the people that participated in our beers tonight. That would be Will and Mama Tells. Thank you very much. And a huge shout out to Team No Sleep, OBS Fam, Bottle Squad for watching us on Twitch. Our Twitch handle is OBS Beers 2014, and one exclusive shout out for chilloverradio.net for putting up with our shit. We'll check you guys later. Peace be with you.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.